In today's episode, I give you an idea of what a 5-minute speech sounds like, plus how we can handle relationship conflicts and the things we need to think about. This is how legends are made. Hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. Today I want to review an episode I did a while back. It was regarding my biggest challenge to date. And if you remember, it was an episode about how I had to do a talk at a school, which I do loads of and that's great, but they asked to keep it just to 5 minutes. And the challenge was how to focus all the things I could deliver and actually create one small piece of content that will give the most value to the students. And so I chose a frame or way of thinking about it, which is the most useful, which is what would I say to my kids on my deathbed in that last moment, the last 5 minutes, what can I give them? And my answer was, the best legacy was to say, see things from as many perspectives as possible. This was not just about kind of being optimistic or being positive, but about being resilient. And I wanted my kids and then the students to really understand that the only way we get through challenges is by kind of obviously bouncing back from them. But how we bounce back from them is by seeing it from multiple perspectives, seeing it from at least one other perspective. The story I related to the students was very much that I had a real struggle at school, particularly around exam periods, as the growing pressure kind of increased. And I put in context that the pressure wasn't to do with family or particularly school, but solely to do with me. As I was saying to the students today, I had a great childhood. The school was wonderful. They were about personal development rather than necessarily academic qualifications. So it's about, you know, very holistic. And so I had no reason really to feel anxious, but I had imported it. I had created an expectation. So I related this to the boys I spoke to today, adding in that I was seeing my situation through one lens, one perspective of this meant everything, which is massive, absolutely massive. And what I offered them, and wish I had someone offered it to me at the time, was that this is one way of moving forward in the world. This is one option of doing it, but there are others. This doesn't have to be the only way. And I was then talking to one of the teachers after and explaining when I kind of came out of education, it's about around 16, 17, that it was like coming out of a bubble. And actually, you can survive in the real world outside of education. You weren't like thrown to the wolves outside of school. You know, you can actually create a living, earn some money, and have a reasonable quality of life. It was available to you. It wasn't so distant as I had felt school had presented it, or my perception of what school felt. So for me, what I wanted to do today for the students was to really explain that the resilience comes from seeing things in multiple ways. That's the actual how you're going to do it. And I gave them a suggestion, which was to say, if you can't see it from another way, imagine you're seeing it through a friend's eyes. What could they see? What could they see in a different way? Keep on practicing that, because that's the way you're going to get through challenges. Coming back to the same kind of point, if we only see the situation through one direction, one pathway, then we are forcing ourselves into a reaction and therefore forcing ourselves into a decision, which may not be the most appropriate one. If we can see things from a different way, a different perspective, we can have a different selection of emotions and feelings towards it, which then informs our decision. And that was the point I was getting across to the students today about how these things relate. They're not arbitrary, they actually connect. What we see creates an emotional reaction, and that's how we define our decisions. If we can change what we see, or at least have more options, well then we entertain other ways of responding, which may be more useful. So I felt that the 5 minutes was great. It really focused me, laser focused on particularly getting to a great bit of content that can create some real value for them. And certainly the teachers seemed super happy with it, which is great. So I was really pleased with how that went. And for the rest of my day, I've got a lot of writing to catch up on, out on Instagram, putting some stuff out there I really want to be getting very clear. And one of the things I was going to share actually just towards the end is that I heard this a while back and I shared it on Instagram yesterday, I think it was, on the Russell Brand post. The conversation was about conflict, the relationships, about how to manage them. And the kind of response or reply I put into is my thoughts is this I want to share with you. When we are having an argument with our partner about whatever it may be, the biggest mistake we can make is to think that it's us versus them. it should be and needs to be about us versus the problem. And I feel that that sentence resonates over and over again. When we are facing difficulties or challenges or conflicts with a partner, just think of that. It's not about me versus them. It's not that battle. It needs to be us versus the problem. And that way, you'll find a healthier way to look at the situation and come out of it. So I had a great response from people about that particular comment, and I thought I'd share with you on today's episode as well. So there's two pieces in there for you. I hope you get some value from them. As always, if you have enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and a like. I'd appreciate it. Drop me a comment, give me a question. I'll answer every single one of you. Other than that, I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.